Okay, let's get into the next parak of Tehillim. Tehillim, parak Samach Beis, 62. And we have a parak which is split up really into two. It's more of, as Adas Mikra puts it, Musar and Chachma, not as much Tefillah and Tchina, but there is some. It's two parts. The parak seems to be two sections that are parallel to each other because we have some repeat psukim. But the first part is about David HaMelech is asking his enemies to be defeated. And the second part of the parak is describing someone who has bitachon and recognizing that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as long as you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have bitachon, everything is going to work out. Again, similar themes to some of the other prakim that we have seen. So, Olam Hazeh al Yudusun Mizmar L'David. Olam Hazeh Yudusun, some of instrument. Mizmar L'David. Ach. It says the word Ach a number of times in this parak. Ach El Elokim Dumiya Nafshi. Only. Ach Elokim Dumiya Nafshi. Dumiya is silent, don't, but it also means to hope. Says the Mesuda Sion. Inyan Tikva. I am quiet regarding everything else, except I am hoping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he's the only one. He's the only source. Mimenu Yeshuasi. From him. If you look in Rav Hirsch picks up on the word Ach. Right? It has it here in Pasuk Beis. The basic theme of this parak is that even when the hand of God strikes us with pain and sorrow, we can turn to none but him for comfort and can seek help and assistance from no other source. Later on, we have another Ach in Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Zayin. Twice. Ach Elokim Domi Nafshi. Ach Uksuri Vishuasi. Keeps saying, and then Pasuk Yud, Ach Hevel B'nei Adam, Ach a number of times. However severe, Rav Hirsch writes, however severe the stern judgment of God's decree may seem to me, and however harsh the trials which he, as Elohim, may ordain for me, still he shall remain the sole source from which I will derive and maintain peace of mind for today and hope for tomorrow. He's the only one that I turn to. Right? The Rambam, there are going to be a number of Yesodos HaEmunah that are found in this parak. One of them is that we only turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah. He's the only one our Tefillah, and that is one of the Ani Ma'amims that we have in the end of Sanhedrin. Here the Rambam talks about the beliefs. And in the fifth Yisod, HaYisod HaChamishi, Shehu Yisaleh, Hu Asher Ro'i La'avdo, Ula Romamo, Ula Farseim, Gedulaso, Umashma Uso. He's the only one to serve. Ve'nosen Kein, L'masha L'mata Mimenu, B'mitzius, Ben HaMalachim HaKochavim, not to the stars, not to the angels, V'Galgalam, V'Yisodos, V'chomei Sheherkav Mehen, L'fisha Kulam, Mutba'im, B'pu'ulosehem. They are all mutba. They are stamped, meaning they are created. Ein lahem shilton. V'lo bechira el ratzono yis'ala. V'ein osen osamem tsoim lahagia bohem elov. El klapav yis'ale yichavnu amachshavos. V'yanichu kol masha zulaso. This is the Yisod HaChamishi, all connected to him. The Yisod HaChamishi. The parak continues. Ach, next pasuk. Achu tsuri v'yishuasi. Only him. He is the tsur. He is my rock. And my salvation, misgabi lo emot rabba. He is my strength. Lo emot, I'm not going to fall greatly. Lo emot rabba. Sometimes I'll fall a little bit. David HaMelech acknowledges, but lo emot rabba. Ad hana. Now he turns to the rishaim. The Das Mikra suggests that it's not that the rishaim are actually there and listening to him. He might be giving a musr shmuz, but it's keilu. He's talking to the rishaim. Ad ana tahosusu al ish. How long are you going to gang up? Right, tahosusu. The Tudas Sion says, from the Lashon of Maves Vashever, how long are you going to gang up and torture me? Teratzachu kulchem. You should all be killed. Right? Very befeirish, very explicit. Davanah says, you're trying to kill me. I hope Hashem kills you. Self-defense. Teratzachu kulchem. Kikir natui, like a wall that's leaning. Gader haduchuya, like a pushed over fence. What does that mean? The Radak explains, like you walk under a rickety wall. It's just anxiety. You don't know if it's going to fall on you. So you should have pachad and anxiety, and then ultimately lead to your demise. Says the Radak. Klomar kol yemechem yitiyu pachad. Ula basov tamusu al yedei ritzicha. You kill others, so others shall kill you. Kir natui gader adchuya. If you look in the Malbim puts this together with a couple of the other prakim previously, which it said explicitly was talking about David when he was hiding. Some of them were from Shaul. So this pasuk, says the Malbim, is David talking to those who Shaul sent out. the men, David's Shaul's henchmen, and they might say, well, it's not my fault, right? I'm just doing what I'm told. Shaul HaMelech said I have to go and trap David and kill David. David HaMelech is saying, no. It's, if you had a backbone, if you were strong, then you would be able to stand up and you wouldn't, be part of this. And he says it's kind of like a wall. If you have a big wall that falls onto a gader that has dilapidated itself, and they both fall down and they fall onto a person. So you're going to tell me that the gader is going to say, well, I didn't do anything wrong, right? Because the kir fell on me. Yeah, but if the gader would have been strong, it would have, like, even if the kir would have fallen on it, it wouldn't have fallen on the person. So he says that's the mashal. Shebazeh ein lomar sheikar hahorig haya hakir shehudacha es hageder ki gam hageder sibev misa soish. The geder also caused the death. Shem haya hageder chazak lo haya nofal ide hakir. If the geder was strong, then when the kir fell on it, it wouldn't have moved. Vagam shehakir natuya lov haya nishar omed v'lo haya horegas ish tachtav v'yem ken haretzach miuchas al shnehem. Both of them are to blame. El hageder sheharag velakir shehipilo. Both of them. So now the Malbim says, Kain ben imshal, Shaul doche osam, lahapilo osam al David l'ratzcho. Shaul is like the kir, and he's pushing these other men who are like the god there to try to kill David. Uvechol zos tiyuchas haretzach gam aleihem. Mitzad shehem domim kib geder hadachuya. You're like the geder. Sheino mizeh chazak la'mod b'fnei akir. You should be strong. Shem hayu chazakim b'daitam, lo hayu shomim l'kol shaul l'ritzoch b'chinam, v'hayu omdim negdo. So that's this mashal, says the Malbim, talking to the men of Shaul HaMelech. So, here at Tugadar Tchuya, ach mi se'eso, but because of his gaiva, who is this? The Pasha Pshah will go with one shot. Because of the gaiva of these wicked people, mi se'eso yatzul adiach, he goes out to be meidiach and to trick and to, right, Lashon Bemesis Umeidiach, to have lie in wait and hurt people. Yirtzu Chazav, they love falsehood. Befiviv Arechu, in their mouth, they might bless Uvekir Bam Yikalu Sela, but inside they're being Mekalo, right? They're fakers. They're liars. So that's one shot of Misa Eso, because of how, but such a Balgaiva he is, so that's why they think of themselves, they're not going to be touched, and they're going to be able to survive. Nobody's going to touch them. But Misa'eso, the Radak says, maybe Misa'eso means because Hashem is so great. By the way, it's another Ach. Ach Misa'eso, Hashem is so great, Yatsu, they think that, oh, Hashem is so up high, he has no idea what we're doing. He has no idea connected to this world. He's so up there, right? Ki Yachshavu, says the Radak, ki ein Hashem yodea machshavosam. Right? Hashem does not know our thoughts and our actions because he is so high. And then obviously is Kfira. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he is high, but he is not only up in the worlds, but he is involved in our world. And that's another one of the Yesodos HaEmuna. Another one of the Yesodos HaEmuna is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and is exactly involved in all of our actions. Right? That's the mission in Rosh Hashanah, HaMeivin Alkal Ma'asehem. Right? That's the Yesod HaAsiri, Shehu Yis'ala Yodea Ma'aseh B'nei Adam Below His Nicham. Hashem didn't leave us. V'lo kedas ha'omer azav Hashem et sa'aretz. Not like the one that says Hashem left, right? The pasuk in Yechezkel. Elo kamo she'amar gadol ha'etza v'rav ha'alila. Asher inecha bakuchos al kol darche b'nei adam. Right? Hashem is views and has a hand on all. V'amar v'yar Hashem ki rabba ras ha'adam ba'aretz. Or the end of Bereishis. Hashem sees that what's going on. V'amar zakas don b'amar ki rabba. Right, all of these, right? He sees someone more. Hare ilu mora ma yisod esiri. All these psukim show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears and is involved and cares about it. Right, that's the next yisod in Achadasar, that there is not only does he know about it, but he rewards and punishes. He rewards and punishes. Right, that's what's denied in this pasuk according to that pshat. Ach mi say so because of his great nature. There are those that think David Al says mi say so because Hashem is so up high. Yatzu ladiach, they go and they do whatever they say because they say Hashem is not going to care. And they say one thing on the outside and they do something else on the inside. But after all this, David HaMelech says, Ach Elokim Domi Nafshi. This is now similar to what the Pasuk base. Ach El Elokim Domiya Nafshi, right here too. Hashem, but I'm open to Hashem, Ki Mimenu Tikvasi. because only from him is my tikva. Tsuri, achu tsuri vishuasi, only he is my only rock. And Yeshua misgabi lo emot, also parallel to a previous. Alel kim yish'i ukvodi, on Hashem is my salvation, my covenant. Tsur uzi machsi be'elokim. And Hashem, I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even this Elokim is being used here. Even for Midas Hadin. Bitchu bo b'chol es. Now David HaMelech says, have bitachon b'chol es. At every moment. Every moment have bitachon. There's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Mishle, in the third parak, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Od yechayev inyan bitachon, sheyeda im levavo, ki hakol bidei shamayim. Ubiyado lishanos hativim ulahachlav amazal. Hashem could do whatever he wants. He could change nature. Ve'ein l'Hashem matzor lahoshia barav ubimaat. There's nothing stopping Hashem. Ve'gam kitzara krova Yeshua so krova lavo. It could come any moment. Ki kol yachov lo yivtzar mezima. Nothing is held back. Ve'alken yikavel Yeshua so gam imacher munachas al savar ha'adam. Even if it looks very bleak. Like it says in Eov, Hein Yiktaleni Lo Ayachel. Right, even if I'm on the verge, but right, still I'm going to hope for him. Vitochelas Atsula Menabitachon just kind of never bitu bo bechol ace. Right, our pasuk Pirish bechol ace gamba ace shatzara krova velo yada adam derachli nasami mena. Right, the every moment have kavanah know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help. That's what the Radak says specifically here. You know, b'zban the long gullus. Says the Radak, we have to recognize bitchu bo b'chaleis sheyavi lachem ha'geula v'tam b'chaleis af al pi sheya'arich zman ha'golus, even though it's long, v'loba es ha'geula bitchu bo b'chaleis. Habitachon, it's going to happen. And every second of every day, right, we mentioned in the past the diuk of the Briska Rav, the griz in the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Hilchos Malachim, the last parak Yud Aleph. Hamalach Mashiach Hasid La'amod L'Hachzir Malchus David L'Yoshna L'Mem Shala Harishona. Malach Mashiach is going to bring Malchus Beis David back. Ubonem HaMikdash. Right, he's going to build a Mikdash. Right, that discussion in Rashi Tosfos about the third base of Mikdash. The Rambam says Malach Mashiach is going to build Umekabes Etchei Yisrael V'Chozrin Kol HaMishpatim B'Yamav Kishayim Mikodem. And all of the laws are going to return. And then the Rambam adds V'Chol Shmi She'eno Ma'amin Bo. Whoever does not believe in this destiny, O Misha'eno Mechake Libiaso, or someone who does not wait in anticipation for his coming, Lo Bishar Neviim Belvaru Kofer, not only does he reject all the other prophecies of all the Neviim who talk about Geula, Elabat Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah itself he rejects. Because what does it say in the Torah? Torah Heide Alav, Shenemar Vesham Hashem Lekecha Shavuzcha, V'Yichamecha Vesham Mekibetzcham, Im Yer Nidach V'zeh Shemayim. So the Rambam says there's going to be a Geula. So if you don't believe or hope for the Geula, so then it is going to be, it's called Kfira. The Briska Rav wonders why it is in the 13th Iker. Oh, we were talking about a few Ikarim from Sanhedrin. In the last Iker, where he talks about the last two, right? He talks about Yemos HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeisim. So you saw that Shneimasar is Mashiach. Hu Lahamin Ula'ame Sheyavo. Ve'ein lamar shenis acher im yismamea chakelo. Ve'ein l'kvo alo zman. Don't be kovei azman. V'lo lefarish es hamikra'os. Kedei lahotze mihan zman bo'o. Don't try to work out psukim to try to figure out when he's coming. Amru chachamim. Tafuach daiton shel machashvei kitzin. Right? The ones that are trying to figure out the cage should die. U'lahamin bo min agdula ve'ha'ava u'lis palelo bo'o. Should know just to believe in his greatness and the love and to daven for his coming. Mashneimer bo, they call Navi. Mi Moshe va'an Malachi. Omishin is topic bo. O zilzel bi'inyano. If somebody is in doubt or is mezalzel in this yisod, hari kamachish es haTorah, like he says elsewhere. O v'shivticha bo beferish parshas Bilam v'tem nitzavim u'mechlai yisod hazeh she'imelach Yisrael el midavid u'mizera Shlomo dafka v'chulu. And then he has one line about Tchias HaMeisim. But the Griz notes that why is it that this is the only one of the animamins that has an afalpi? We see animamim unashaleim of v'yas mashiach v'yafalpi shiyismameya im kol zeh chakal b'choyim shiavo. Even though it delays, I wait. Right? Why is there only the hava? You might have had a hava mina if because it's delayed. Right? We could have formulated an afalpi even by other yisodos. Right? I believe. What was the other yisodos? That Hashem doesn't have a body. That's an earlier yesod, right? That's the yesod number three. Yesod shlishi. Shlilas hagashmos mimenu. V'hu shezeho echad eno guf. V'lo koach baguf. He doesn't have a physical body. V'lo ya'aruhu ma'oreus hagufim. Nothing physical. Kagon hatstu'av ha'menucha. Movement. Rest. Don't really relate to Hashem. Ulafichach shalum mimenu aleim ha'shalom ha'chibur v'ha'pirud. Lo yeshiva v'lo amida. Sitting, standing, back, front. Right? There's nothing. So that's the yesod. Zeh yesod ha'shlishi. Hi ha'mashar mora alav ma'shenemar ki lo re'isem kol t'muna. Klomer lo yisagtem oso bal t'muna. So he asked the Grizz. So we could have had an afalpi there. Animam mora shalem that Hashem doesn't have a body. The afalpi, and even though you get the impression from some psukim that he has a body. No, I believe he doesn't have a body. So here too. Right, so why do we have a kasha and a teretz here? The only ones. Says the Brisker Rav. No, there's no kasha and teretz here. It's Shnei Inyanim that the Rambam is telling us. That number one, you have to believe in it. Number two, you have to hope for it. Not just the Rambam's lashon was L'ha'amin, and then Mechakel L'biyaso. Those are two things. Right, that's the Rambam's lashon. Right, and that's the Afal Pi. I'm Mishlim B'yaso Mashiach. I believe it. And then the Afal Pi is saying, and I hope for it. And I can't wait for it. L'ha'amin sheyochel lovo b'chol rega mamish. And that's what he says, even if he hasn't come. Or that's what he even says. We say, in Shemona Esrei, Kivinu Kol Hayom. Kivinu Kol Hayom? What do you mean? Kol Yom. Kol Hayom, the entire day. Even if there's 10 minutes left to the day, I'm going to still hope. I can still know that Hashem Baruch Hu promised, and he can come at any moment. And that's Achakelo B'chol Yom Sheyavo. And Kili Shuascha, Kivinu Kol Hayom, both of those put together, but that is the what we get out of this first phrase. Bitchu bo b'chol eis. But then, interestingly, if you look at David HaMelech, it doesn't just say have bitachon, but what goes along with bitachon? Am shivchu lefanav levavchem. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. Right? Shivchi kamayim libech. Shivchu lefanav levavchem. Right? So what's the balance here? Right? It's bitachon and tefillah. You need both. And then the pasuk ends off. Elokim asalom osela. Sometimes it's time for tefillah. Sometimes it's time for bitachon, right? It's one of the two. Remember that Arachayim HaKadosh on the Pasuk in B'Shalach, one of the most amazing comments, right, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Davin, Matitzak Eloi, Dabra B'nai Yisrael V'Yiso. Now's not time for davening. And what Arachayim says, what do you mean? We're in Be'ez Tzara, right? What else should a Jew do at a time of Tzaras, right? What is that? What is the kasha? L'mol mi yitzakim lo l'Hashem elokav. So what does it mean? Batitzak eloi. Why are you crying to me? That's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, that sometimes in history, even tefillah is not enough. Bitachon is the name of the game. Go into the water with your bitachon, and that will be machriya, the midas hadin. Zos ha'itza ha'yu'utza l'hagbir tzara chesed v'harachamim. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yis'atzmu be'emunam b'cholibam v'yis'u el hayam. Kodim she'yichalek al smach ha'bitachon. Ki ani eseh lehem neis u'be'emsoes maise hatov nasa lehem neis u'baka. I'm sorry, emsoes zet tiskaber harachamim. V'yata harim es matcha v'chulu. And therefore it's a balance of sometimes the bitachon and sometimes the tefillah. And that's what David HaMelech has in this pasuk. Ach hevel b'nei Adam. But people, you're trusting in a person, in a human being purely. Obviously, we have two Orish Tavlos. But trusting in a man, hevel b'nei Adam, kazav, b'nei ish b'moznayim ha'alos. Put him on a scale, him mehevel yachad. Put him on a scale. Rashi says, if you put these false people on one side and you put just nothing and air on the other side, it's going to be equal. It's going to be equal. Al tiftachu ba'oshek u'ba'gazel. And now he's talking to his comrades. Don't have bitachon in your riches, in your stealing. Al tebalu chayel ki yanuv. Right? Don't think that the wealth is going to get you somewhere. Yanuv, it'll ultimately, you think it'll prosper. Al tashisu leiv. Don't focus on it. Achas dibra elokim, shtayim zu shamati. What does that mean? Hashem spoke once, but I heard two. There are some things that are happening, but I see underneath that it's really ahava. Even if it looks difficult, it looks like Elokim, but it's really chesed, it's yud kei vav kei. Many other pshatim, Rashi says, maybe it's achas dibur Elokim in the second dibur of the Aseres HaDibros, Hashem says, poked avon and notzer chesed. Two is onesh and schar. Or, Chazal say, zachar v'shamar b'dibur echa nemru. Rav Hashem says once, but we heard twice. That's the Hekesh by the Aseret HaDibros that were all said. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Daled, says this pasuk teaches me that Hashem could say one thing, but we have many, many pirushim. Many, many pirushim of the Pesukim. Rashi quotes this in the Hakdama. Rashi has a Hakdama to Shir HaShirim. It's not printed in every one of the editions, but you got to find one. There is a Hakdama. So Rashi starts off his little Hakdama. It's one paragraph. Achas diber Elokim, shayim zu shamati. He starts off with this pasuk, his commentary, and he quotes that Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Daled, Mikra Echad Yosei L'Kama Tamim, and he talks about how Shir HaShirim is all a mashal. So Hashem spoke once, that the Ksuvim, but there is many different layers of interpretation, and that's Rashi relates this pasuk to Shir HaShirim. Ulecha Hashem Chesed, Ulecha Adonai Chesed, Ki Yentatot Shan Kivesh Maaseyo. You have Chesed, and you pay each person back. So many shatim given to this last pasuk, because it sounds like a stira. Hashem, you do chesed, and everybody gets exactly what they deserve. So which is it? Right, so Rashi quotes, no, even we don't get what we deserve. It's even a little less. Hashem is mochel. Or the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Hashem starts off, you know, ishkamaseyu, but then we, Hashem has rachmanis. The other pshatim given also, to pay ki ishkamaseyu. Kodesh Baruch Hu always makes sure that we are paid in kind. And we are Zoche to be able to have that relationship with him. Okay, this was Tehillim Samach Beis.